Friends, sometimes there is just not enough room. You arrive a bit late for a screening of Frozen 2, totally psyched to see Elsa and Anna, and of course my favorite, Olaf the Snowman. And the sign over the ticket booth says, sold out. The New England Patriots qualify for the playoffs yet again. Can I get an amen? And even though Gillette Stadium holds 65,878 patrons, you can look it up, there is never enough room for all the fans who want to see TB12 do it one more time. You pull up to the gatehouse at Sandy Neck Beach on the weekend of the 4th of July. And you guessed it. There's not enough room. The parking lot is full. Or you arrive in that little town of Bethlehem on the night Junior is due to be born. And you are told that no, there is no room at the inn. This seems to be the universal human experience, often that there is just not enough room. Except, there is always room at the manger for one more. When Jesus is born, when we welcome Jesus into our heart, there is always room for everyone. Many families have a creche, a nativity scene, many much like the one set up right here on our communion table. And whomever you identify with, there you are in one of the figures grouped around the baby Jesus. We've got the young parents here represented by Mary and Joseph. Yes, sometimes there are those young parents for whom everything falls smoothly into place, for whom all is smooth sailing without a care in the world. Everyone is healthy. The baby sleeps through the night and doesn't fuss when their diaper needs to be changed. And yes, those parents, they have a place here at the manger. But look at Mary and Joseph, who have had anything but smooth sailing. There are complications around that unexpected and almost unimaginable pregnancy. There is that long road trip to Joseph's ancestral home, to Bethlehem. There is that inexplicable failure to use TripAdvisor to book a room at the inn ahead of time. And the child ends up being born in a barn. So yes, there is place at the manger for ordinary folk who struggle to make ends meet, who are nervous about raising a child, who find themselves far from home and the network of support that can provide, and for whom what to expect when you're expecting gives but the barest glimpse of the reality that is raising a child. And we've got the shepherds at the manger, stuck working the night shift at minimum wage, barely scraping by, upward mobility, a concept that others might aspire to. So yes, there is room at the manger if you're holding down two jobs as you try to pay the bills and raise a family and dream of getting ahead. And we've got the Magi, the wise men, sometimes referred to as the three kings. They're all at the manger. People of means, people with the time and the money to make that long journey from the east, first at Jerusalem and then on to Bethlehem, following the star, and with enough left over to share those gifts with Jesus, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So yes, there is room at the manger if you, through hard work, through use of whatever gifts you were blessed with at work, through whatever advantages privilege may have lent you, have made it to the point where now you have the time and resources to give back, to pay it forward, to respond to the call to serve a higher purpose. There's room for you there as well. These past few weeks, the congregation has been sharing photos of their creches. And we've been sharing them on Facebook and through email. And we've had a wonderful variety of nativity scenes. We've had handcrafted figures, which came all the way from Bethlehem. We've had homemade figures made by amateur woodworkers. We've had lovely Hummel collectibles. We had a crèche made of felt, which is great for children to snuggle with. We've even had a Peanuts nativity set with Lucy and Charlie Brown dressed up as Mary and Joseph. But my favorite crèches are the ones exemplified by those owned by Marianne and Greg Williams and by Susan Muller. Now, the Williams crèche is, as they say, a testament to biblical diversity and inclusion. In addition to the usual characters, on top of the Holy Family, the shepherds, the Magi, and an angel or two, their crèche has a Bengal tiger, a frog, an ostrich, a knight on horseback, an astronaut, and on the roof, in tribute to Cape Cod, a great white shark. Susan Muller's crèche similarly pays tribute to diversity and inclusion, and it has a unicorn, a picture of the family dogs, and in the back, what she says she is pretty sure is an alien. So taking the lead from them, I added to our crèche right here a figure of Darth Vader. You can look for him. And in the background, my favorite dinosaur, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It should have been here at 4:30. When I said that, the whole balcony full of kids, they're all like straining over to look. But the message is simple. There is room for everyone at the manger, which means there's room there even for me, and room there for you. Christ is born to save the world and everyone and everything in it. No one is outside the circle of God's love. Joy. Joy to the world and all in it. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.